up to now, there is no free ambulance service in Somalia except AMI. So it is very, very challenging because I'm spending my time, my money, my brain, my muscles. I put all my efforts. I pay 70% of the running cost.
That's Abdikadir Abdirahman Aden, a Somali dentist who founded the Amin Ambulance Service in war-ravaged Mogadishu back in 2006. For this edition of our UN and Africa podcast from UN News, we'll be talking to him about how it all began, the impact it's had on Mogadishu's residents, and how he hopes it can expand if more funding and support can be secured. He also describes what it was like to be among the first on the scene in the aftermath of the huge car bomb attack last October, which many Somalis refer to as their 9/11.
I have seen a lot of people what other people did not see. I have seen a lot of people was dying, crying, collapsing of the buildings, and I have seen a lot of people saying, please help me, and I could not.
The Al-Shabaab terrorist network remains a potent threat across Somalia, and the risk of famine still looms after four consecutive years of failed harvests. The 2018 aid plan calls for funds of around $1.6 billion, while an estimated 6.2 million Somalis are in need of assistance. But the peaceful transfer of power last year to a new government that's committed to an ambitious agenda of financial, economic and political reform gives the country reason to hope. And the Amin ambulance team is one example of how ordinary Somalis have already stepped up to aid their fellow citizens. Ali Gutali went along to meet Amin's visionary founder, Mr. Aden, at the service's headquarters in Mogadishu.
Amin Ambulance was started by the time it was in needed, because there was a lot of fighting, civil war. There was a lot of people dying and getting injured inside Mogadishu. And I was having a clinic in Bakara Market. In front of my clinic, there was a lot of people was dying and getting injured. And the only ambulance at that time was a wheelbarrow, and people used to die on the way to the hospital. So I decided, I asked myself, what can I do? I realized that I can make a free ambulance service. So I buy the first ambulance service and I saved a lot of people. And I do believe that I protect a lot of people from the death.
So is there any particular time or particular event that impressed you the most? For example, like an emergency situation you had to respond to when you could not cover all the needs of an emergency situation. How that made you feel?
Yeah, actually in my experience of 12 years, the time I was surprised was 14 October in 2017. It was out of my scope. I could not cover many things because I was the first person who was reached there. I was a first responder. I have seen a lot of people what other people did not see. I have seen a lot of people was dying, crying, bleeding, part of the bodies, and collapsing of the buildings. And I have seen a lot of people saying, please help me. And I could not. I was not able to do anything for them because their car was burning. And I don't have, you know, firefighters. So I did what I could, but there a lot of things was in need at that time. So that was my really, really, the time I was remember in 12 years experience, I have never seen such a, you know, explosion. Even I don't think that it was happening in Africa or in Asia. I think it was just like 11th, you know, September. I remember like 11th September, because the staff was less, the amount of cars or, you know, vehicles we have was very less, the amount, the experience and training we had was very less. I realized that we was in need a lot of things, because in that 14 October was in need complete emergency, including firefighters, in a rescue team, and we have only ambulance, and that was not, you know, enough.
How does Amin Ambulance Service work?
First, there's a very small process that everyone will pass it, because we have 999 or hotline. Everyone will call this line, 999 in Hormuz telecommunication. When a person called this phone, someone or an operator will ask, what's wrong with you? Where are you? What happened to you? If he or she answered these four questions, then we will proceed or will send it to the ambulance with crew or paramedics. So they will reach that area. If it's injury, if it's pregnant woman, if it's diarrhea, if it's any kind of emergency, we are responding every kind of emergency, not only explosions or bullets or accidents, but any kind, including pregnant mom. We communicate to the hospital. We have, you know, walkie-talks with the communication with the to the hospital. Then we tell the hospital that we have such a kind of, you know, patients, either it's bleeding or, you know, a pregnant woman or diary like this.
Okay, can you tell me about a time that you have a very successful intervention in your work in Mogadishu?
We have a lot of successful intervention. Example, I have remembered that it was a pregnant woman was, you know, calling us at midnight. She was saying, "I have, you know, I'm going to pass my child come about to come out." So we reach there and we take her into the ambulance. Then on the way, child come out. We manage it. Then she named her son Amin. So that was, you know, what makes me happy.
And what about the challenges of your work and running, for example, a free ambulance service in Mogadishu? And despite the challenges, what motivates you and your team, and also what keeps you going?
Believe me, running free ambulance service, it is challenged, very, very challenged, because of the ignorance of my community. Before me, there was no free ambulance at all. Up to now, there is no free ambulance service in Somalia except Amin. So it is very, very challenging, because I'm spending my time, my money, my brain, my muscles, I put all my efforts. I pay 70% of the running cost. So it is challenging when it comes to the training. It is very challenging because we need sophisticated and advanced training, because day after day we are, you know, facing a lot of emergencies, a lot of explosions. So when it comes to the training, it is challenge. When it comes to the vehicles and changing the cars, it is a challenge. When it comes to the, you know, salary and fuel and maintenance, there it's also challenge. And other side, moreover, the community you know, support is very less. Imagine 12 years we don't have a station. We don't have the place or parking where the ambulances are on it. So this is the biggest challenge. So what makes me happy? What makes me happy, or how it came to success? Because we started from the scratch or below zero, and today we have 14 ambulances. So how it came? It came because of the passion. I liked this job or free ambulance service. It changed my name. People call me Amin. Well, I'm Abdul Qadir. We have, you know, 35 to 40 volunteers, including, you know, drivers and paramedics and logistic. But nowadays we started to make, in order to get a lot of volunteers, we started first aid training. Now, almost 150 students are finished first aid training. So we will get later on. I hope that we will get a lot of volunteers coming soon, because of many students are enrolling first aid training. Because first aid training is very important for everywhere. Example, in universities, in hotels, in schools, in everywhere. Because where, you know, a lot of people are living or working, and there's no first aid trainer, and there's no first aid kit, that's not tolerable. It is zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance about that. So we started in this year training of, you know, first aid. So many people will get this training. So on the other side, there will be volunteers of Amin as well, because they will help the patients or, you know, or the victim before we come. and after we come. Moreover, they will call us because they know how they will contact us. Every person might not know because the students, they will learn it. So they will call us, then they will say, in my village, this area, that and that, there's a patient who's near it.
My third question is, what benefits does ambulance provide?
The biggest benefit is when the person gets injury, whatever rich he is or she, what they need is ambulance. So instead of dying without referral system, I provide free ambulance service. So this is the benefit. Saving lives is a biggest benefit. I want to remind you one thing. The most expensive and unrepairable is a human life. The most expensive in the world. So, and I want to save a life. That is the benefits of ambulance.
Who are the ambulance first helpers?
I'm lecturer, university lecturer. I ask the students to pay $1 per month, so to save lives.
My last question is, why is it important in the current context in Mogadishu?
In Mogadishu, as you know, a lot of people living in. I think more than 2.5 million people are living. So it is, Mogadishu has a special situation. Because of terrorist attack are here. Explosions are everywhere and every time can happen and everywhere can happen. So ambulance must be ready every time. We have no off day. We are 24/7. We are just working just like electricity or water. We are important for saving lives.
That was Abdikadir Abdirahman Aden, founder of the Amin Free Ambulance Service, talking to Ali Gutali. The top UN envoy in Somalia and head of UNSOM, Michael Keating, has praised its selfless life-saving work, adding during a recent visit to see the service in action that it was great to see a Somali organisation looking to expand and build on partnerships that enable it to deliver, something that's literally true in the case of at least one pregnant mother, as we just heard there. I'm Matt Wells, and you've been listening to our UN and Africa podcast, which we produce twice each month here at UN News Headquarters in New York. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back soon. This is Africa calling. Fangabe, Angabe, Kangelena, Nandu Jera Kantege Dinyoma.